This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Ruth Stackhouse is an activist and proud member of the psychiatric survivor community. She studied theater in New York and is currently theater director of the Friendly Spike Theater Band in Toronto. Today in Toronto, as part of Mad Pride Week, Ruth and the Friendly Spike Theater Band will perform an outdoor play called The Walls Are Alive with the Sound of Mad People.
And we're joined on the phone by Ruth Stackhouse. Welcome back to People First Radio, Ruth.
Thank you, Kevin.
One of the things you've protested against as an activist is the institutional confinement and the exploitation of patient labor. Tell us more about that.
Well, the wall, which is standing on the grounds of CAMH, Center for Addiction and Mental Health, was built by psychiatric patient laborers during the late 1800s and early 1900s. And there was a lot of labor on and construction sites on the grounds that was done by unpaid patient labor. When you look at the figures that of this labor in Jeff Ray Ohm's book, Remembrance of Patients Past, Patient Life at the Toronto Hospital for the Insane, 1870 to 1950. The figures say that the institution saved buckets of money by making the patients do labor and not giving them any financial reward for that labor. And they even bragged about saving that money. So this is all on the record. Yes, indeed, it's no question that these patients were exploited. But in many ways, the psychiatric patients and psychiatric survivors are exploited today. And so we can all. The wall is a symbol that struggle still exists, and so do we. Huh.
And your struggle, in fact, one of the important days in your activism was August the 11th, 1993, when you, in your own words, described yourself as tying yourself to the signpost at the front door of the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, which is formerly called the Toronto Hospital for the Insane. A group of us, you write, psychiatric survivors and activists had gathered together to protest the brutality often committed in the name of psychiatry. What was that day like?
That the thing that brought us on that day, the focal point, was the incarceration of Mel Starkman, who's a local activist and hero and poet in Toronto. And he had been incarcerated at Center for Addiction and Mental Health. And they had, challenged his incarceration, and he was going before a review board. And we did a rally to call attention to that and to call attention to the treatments, the brutal treatments that were being enacted today, like electroconvulsive therapy and restraints, use of restraints. Mel personalized it. Mel's personal became our political.
Now, if we fast forward,
Mel, interestingly enough, how things tie together. The poem that holds our play together is written by Mel, the play that we're doing tonight.
So if we fast forward to this year and the play itself,
yeah.
Where did the play come from? The Walls Are Alive with the Sounds of Mad People.
The play is based on the history that's in Jeff Ray Ohm's book. Remembrance of Patients Past. However, since that book was published, on throughout the year, Jeffrey Rayom has been providing guided tours of the patient-built wall, so people can see it, and it's beautiful history, compelling history, and strong history, and it's right there. It's still standing, but he'd done these tours. And his group, PSAT, Psychiatric Survivor Archives Toronto, had raised money and had plaques installed, 9 memorial plaques around the wall. And our play uses the information that's on the plaque, but at each plaque, we venture off the page, so to speak, and enact a scene. But when I said the play is held together by one of Mel's poems, what happens is between each plaque, we have to walk from plaque to plaque. So after plaque 1, we walk to plaque 2. And the song that we sing is is Mel's poem. And Mel's incarceration, we had been protesting on that day back in 1993.
The wheels I carve go round and round. I wander these halls like my own town. My friends are here and shall ever be. What keeps me in when I could be free? Like my old friend Joseph. That soul, he's gone. Lost in the real world. Like an orphaned fawn, tossed alone, wandering, no rules of the game, and no one knew his name.
This is People First Radio on CHOY, across the islands and streaming online at chly.ca.
In the year 1860, patients at an Ontario psychiatric hospital worked to build a brick wall that would conceal them and their lives from the surrounding world for more than 100 years. The wall still exists as both a monument and an emotional manuscript to the lives lived at what then was called an asylum. Today, during Toronto's Mad Pride Week, the Friendly Spike Theatre Band performs an outdoor play called The Walls Are Alive with the Sound of Mad People at the outdoor site of the patient-built wall. We're speaking with Ruth Stackhouse about the wall, the play, and the Mad Pride.
Ruth, the theatre band has performed this play before. What was the reaction from people who attended and participated when you last performed this play?
Well, they really loved it. And what we do is the play, as I said before, is based on the information in the plaques. And in the play, we've got a cast of 15. And five of the actors are tour takers. So if you came on the tour, you would by being a tour taker, you're automatically an actor in the play. And we hand out playbooks so you can read along and sing along with the songs that come up. So it's very participatory. And we have another group of actors, which are patients past, and they're the ones that enact the scenes. And then another group are the singers, and they just encourage us all to sing along from plaque to plaque.
What does the play have to say about or to Mad Pride?
There's so much to be proud about that people who are often discounted have an incredible amount to be truly valued. And quite often we do that to ourselves, Kevin. Like we see that the society has a low appraisal of us, so we have a low appraisal of us. And we need to turn that around. And the play does that because it reflects, right?
What else is happening in Toronto to mark Mad Pride this week?
Tomorrow at College in Bathurst, there's going to be a wonderful... Well, right now as we speak, there's a Mad Hatter's Tea Party going on at CAMH, and that's being put on by the Empowerment Council. And hopefully the folks who are at that tea party will come to the play. And they just need to walk outside and they'll be at the wall. Then tomorrow at College Street United Church, in their community room there, there's a free lunch. And then there's all kinds of education and activist workshops going on in the afternoon. There's a panel discussion with David Revel, who's a Mad People's History prof and activist, and Lucy Costa, who's activist of at Empowerment Council, and others discussing Mad Pride. I'm going to be doing a workshop where I'm going to gather a group of rebel cheerleaders, and we're going to craft. I have kept a list of all the places in the world that have had Mad Pride, and I'm going to get them to shout out that list. And then the next day, at the Bed Push, which is the parade, the rebel cheerleaders will have a cheer.
Ruth, it sounds like a wonderful set of activities.
It's going to be mad.
Yes, yes. And you're missing the Mad Hatter's Tea Party and talking with us instead.
Well, you know what? You got to do what you got to do. It's such a joy to talk to you. So
yeah. Nice to speak with you again.
I win if I do, and I win if I don't.
We have just a minute left here in our conversation. Ruth, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I don't think so, except for to encourage people to celebrate Mad Pride and just let themselves be happy with who they are.
Thanks a lot, Ruth, for taking the time to join us.
Totally my pleasure, Kevin.
Ruth Stackhouse is a proud member of the Psychiatric Survivor community, a longstanding activist and director of Toronto's Friendly Spike Theatre Band. You can find the theatre band online, but you'll have to search for it. Just Google Friendly Spike Theatre Band.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with the Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.